Good evening. This is Adventures in Frugal Living. I'm Thea, and I'm from the website adventuresinfrugalliving.com. So if you're interested in what the blog is all about, on that blog, and I'm also the owner and operator of this blog, and on my blog, you will find everything dealing with personal finance, building wealth, different ways to save money, motherhood, you name it. All things dealing with personal finance, building wealth, and motherhood. So, once again, welcome to Adventures in Frugal Living podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, you can check out a lot more of my personal finance articles over at www.adventuresinfrugalliving.com. And I have a lot of the same material. And in fact, a lot of what I talk about on a podcast is basically, this is an audio version of what I talk about on my blog on a weekly basis, and it will be no different tonight. And tonight's topic is maximize your credit card's rewards with these hacks. So tonight we're going to talk about credit cards, but we won't talk about how to get out of credit card debt. I know that's a very popular topic in personal finance, but I decided to add a little twist to this and do the opposite and talk about the different ways that you can get the most out of your credit card, especially those of you who have the rewards credit cards that comes with all the cash back benefits and travel perks and all those really cool benefits that come that come with credit cards. So tonight we're going to talk about all the ways you can maximize those credit card perks. So let's get started. The first thing you can do is request a higher credit limit. And it's especially great for those of you who are very wise with your spending, and you don't max out your credit cards every month. You don't really carry really a balance, or you carry a very low balance, and you pay the bill on time every month. You're very responsible. You've been a customer with a certain credit card company, and you've had a certain and you had this particular credit card for years. Or not just years, but maybe even for months. You it, just I think one of the best things you can do to maximize your credit card's rewards is to request a higher limit. When you have a higher limit on your credit card, that gives you, in other words, you have that, and when that happens, you have even greater opportunities to take advantage of your credit card's many perks. So that's one thing I have here on the list, is to request a higher credit limit. Second, a second way to maximize your credit card rewards is to just use your credit card for everyday purchases such as gas, groceries, clothing, things like that. A good bulk of today's credit cards have cash back at least 2%, and I know some may even have 3 or 4%, or maybe even 5% cash back, depending on what credit card you have. But just about most credit cards these days have cash back for using the credit card to pump gas, using it for groceries, to buy clothing for yourself and your family. So why not maximize your credit card's rewards by using it often for everyday purchases? Of course, this is not an excuse to max out your credit card and just rack up debt and be irresponsible. Of course, I would not recommend that if you are someone who tends to overspend or max out credit cards, that this may not be a good idea to just use your card a whole lot for everyday purchases. But this is for those who tend to be very responsible with using their credit, and they know how to use the card wisely. You can maximize your credit card rewards by using it for everyday purchases. So that's another way to do it. Another way that you can maximize your credit card's benefits is to is to take advantage of your card's travel perks. I know in this summer in particular, as the economy reopens, as more businesses start to open and things start to slowly get back to normal. I say slowly, not quickly, but slowly get back to normal. More people might decide to travel this summer. And if that's you can use your credit card rewards to take advantage of all kinds of travel perks. It's a good idea every once in a while to go over your credit card benefits, just to see what kind of rewards are available with your card. Because you never know, you may have overlooked the fact that your card just might offer some travel perks. And if you plan to travel this summer, or even later in the fall, or during the holidays around winter of this year, there may be some travel perks that you're not taking advantage of. So go over your credit card benefits and just to get an idea of just to track your rewards to see exactly what are some travel perks that you can now take advantage of. And I'm just going to mention a few travel perks that tend to be common with rewards credit cards. Now, this is not for every credit card, but for many credit cards that do offer travel perks, such as the kind of credit cards that might be associated with hotels and airlines and anything dealing with any kind of companies that specializes in travel. If they offer credit cards, you're more likely to see these kinds of travel perks. So I'm just going to name a few. One travel perk you might find with a travel credit card, or even just a basic credit card with travel perks, is concierge services. Also, you might find that you also you might see that priority boarding upgrades to hotel rooms. That's always a good perk. Also, lounge access. You have access to all of the different lounge areas at airports. That's another great travel perk. Also, let's see. Also, travel accident insurance. That's another, as well as cancellation insurance. So these are all the different, and these are just a few. I'm sure there are many more that I'm not listing here, but these are just a few of the dozens of travel perks that you can take advantage of just by using your credit card. So for those who are frequent travelers and you're ready to get back in the travel game and you just can't wait to get your feet wet and just soak up the sun this summer and hit the road, be it hopping in your car for a road trip, getting on a plane, or if you want to ride on Greyhound or Amtrak, however you plan to travel, it's always good to use your credit card to take advantage of travel perks. So with that said, we're going to go to the next thing that you can do to maximize your credit card rewards. And that is to track all of the rewards that you currently have, as well as the expiration dates for those rewards. And one example, I'm going to give an example of an app that you can use that will help you track all of your credit card rewards. And the name of this app is called Award Wallet. That's Award Wallet. Once again, the name of the app is Award Wallet. And it's an app that lets you track your card's rewards as well as their expiration dates. And this app supports over 600 loyalty programs. And that's a whole lot of different loyalty programs from different credit cards. So if you need a simple way to track your rewards, you can download the Award Wallet app to your phone. And you can just enter in the card that you have. And just take it from there, and then and once you do that, you're able to track all of the different rewards that you racked up, as well as the expiration dates. And that's important too, because a lot of times, for those who have credit cards, you may have all kinds of rewards that just go unused, and some are getting ready to expire, and you may not even know it. So this is why it's very important to track your rewards, and this Award Wallet app. It actually, this is not the only app. There's several others, but I've been hearing a lot of good reviews about Award Wallet, so that's why I'm mentioning it in here in tonight's show about tracking your rewards. Okay, now here's another fantastic way to maximize your credit card benefits. Everybody ready? All right, and that is invest your cashback rewards. That's right. You just heard me right. Yes, invest your cashback rewards. And I know you're probably wondering, how can I do that? So you mean that I can use my credit card to invest, to build wealth slowly? Really? Yep, it's true. You can do it. Yes, you can invest your cashback rewards. And I'm going to talk about it now. There are certain credit cards that you can use, and depending on what credit cards that you have, they will allow you to use your cashback rewards to deposit. You can deposit any cashback rewards that you earn, and instead of using it for something else or using it for other perks, you can actually deposit the cash back that you earn on your card into your investment account. And I'm going to give two credit cards in particular that offer this. And that is the American Express Platinum Card for Schwab. Once again, that's the American Express Platinum Card for Schwab. And the second one is the Fidelity Rewards Signature Visa Card. With these two credit cards, they allow you to take any cash that you earn on a card and deposit that cash into your investment account. So for those of you out there, if you're like me and you have an investment account with Fidelity, or if you have an investment account rather with Schwab, you might want to consider applying for these two credit cards, because these are cards, these two credit cards in particular will help you make money, help you boost your investment. And also, in particular with the Fidelity Rewards Signature Visa card, you don't just have to use the cash that you earn on this card from using it frequently. Any cash back that you earn, you don't just have to deposit it into the taxable investment account that you have with Fidelity. Even if you have a Roth IRA, a tax-free retirement account with Fidelity, you can take advantage of the card's cash back perks. You can deposit that money, the money, any money that any cash back rewards that you earn on if you have this Fidelity a credit card, you can even deposit that at some of the cash back into the Roth IRA, not just the taxable investment account that you may have with Fidelity. So, for example, if you have both a Roth IRA and a and along with a taxable investment account with Fidelity, and if you currently own the Fidelity Rewards Visa Signature Card, this means that you're able to make money double, in a sense. You get to double your money. Why? Because the card allows you to deposit any cash back earned into both the taxable account as well as any retirement accounts you may have with Fidelity. So far, I know of two cards that let you deposit any money that any cash back that you earn back into your investment account. Now, that's cool, isn't it? Okay, so now I'm going to move on to the next thing, and that is you. Another way that you can maximize your credit card rewards is to shop through your cards, through their shopping portal to buy the things that you need and want. And I'm going to give an example of that. For those of you out there who are Chase card holders, if you have a credit card with Chase, you can buy items through the shop through Chase portal. So what you would do is you would go through the shop through Chase feature on your credit card account with Chase. This is only for those. The example I'm using is for Chase card holders. And they have what's known as the shop through Chase portal. So you would enter in your information and link the particular Chase credit card that you have to this portal. And every time you and so every time you buy items through the using your Chase credit card through the Chase through, I'm sorry, through the shop through Chase feature, you earn points every time you do it. So this is another great way to maximize your credit card rewards. You can earn points just by shopping through your by doing your shopping through your card's shopping portal. And most credit cards have their own shopping portal. So if you have a card with Capital One, if you have a Discover card, if you have just you name it, many credit cards have shopping portals that you can shop through their particular portal and earn, and that way you can earn some more rewards points. Okay. So another thing you can do, and this is another way to also build credit as well, is that you can even pay some important bills with your credit cards. Once again, I'm just going to give the disclaimer. This is mainly for those who are very responsible with using their credit cards. They pay it off. They pay that balance off in full on time. They don't carry a heavy, really have a huge balance with all the interest accruing. You are very responsible with your credit cards, and you pay it back within a short amount of time. Some of you might pay off the balance even well before the due date. This is who I'm addressing this to. You can so what I'm saying is, if you really want to build your credit history while taking advantage of your credit card rewards, you can pay important bills with this. Okay, because as you start to pay bills with your credit card each month, you are racking up more and more rewards points. You are racking up all kinds of points and cash back benefits each time you pay, each time you use a credit card to pay bills. So that's another way to maximize your credit card rewards. And with that said, we're going to take a break and I'm going to continue with more ways to maximize your credit card rewards. All right, welcome back. This is Adventures in Frugal Living Podcast. I'm Thea, and this is the second half of the show. Tonight's topic is all about maximizing your credit card rewards with several different hacks that you can use. Okay, so for those who missed the first half of the show, that's what tonight's topic is about. It is about getting the most out of your rewards credit cards. Okay, so we're gonna kick off the second half with the next hack is that you can use your credit card for business expenses. That's right. Yes, many, especially last year in the aftermath of the pandemic, many people decided to start online businesses, different side hustles. Some have decided to start their own blogs, maybe their own YouTube channel. Some have started e-commerce stores, just a variety of different online ventures. And if we think about what it really takes to run an online business, even if you're running a blog, for those who are trying to monetize their blogs, there's some expenses that's involved with that as well. That can include marketing expenses, just the cost of the cost of your web hosting service, be it Bluehost or SiteGround, if you're creating your own website through Wix or have you whatever a website hosting service that you're using, not to mention the marketing expenses and all the different costs of trying to run an online business. It may require a few paid subscriptions. For example, for those who are trying to increase website to their traffic and they're using Pinterest heavily to promote their blogs, they might pay for. But for Pinterest ads, they might pay for a service called Tailwind, and that is a service that allows them to schedule their pins ahead of time, even weeks ahead of time, so they won't have to spend every day pinning images manually. And so you have services like that you have to pay for. So for all those out there who have all kinds of different business expenses, and even if it's not an online business, even if it's a brick and mortar business, there's still quite a few expenses it still be good that you can still use your credit card to pay for and to rack up rewards and to rack up the cash back of benefits. So that's why I have this as another hack, is that you can use your credit card, your rewards credit cards, just to pay for business expenses. Because these expenses, once again, might include paid subscriptions. It can include paying for ads. For example, you might pay for Instagram ads, Pinterest ads, Facebook ads. You might be paying for ads in the local newspapers. It could be a lot of different things that go along with running a business. Paying for supplies, paying your vendors. It's just so many things. The list goes on and on. And when you use your credit card to pay for business expenses, it helps you build a really good credit history, and you're taking advantage of the opportunity to increase your rewards and to increase those cash back points. So one of the best ways to do it is to use your card for business expenses. And let's see what else do I have here. And oh, and another thing I want to mention too is that when you are, this is for those who are just getting started and you're applying for your first credit card, or if you're like me, if it's been years since you've applied for a credit card and you're thinking about how can I find a really good rewards credit card? What should I look for? How does that work? Well, if you really want to maximize your cash back rewards and any other points that your credit card offers, it's a good idea to look for a credit card that has at least a 2% cash back reward at the very minimum, 2%. And now there are credit cards that offer 1% cash back, but you want to look for a solid credit card that offers at least a 2% cash back reward. And let's see what else here that I have here, perhaps. And also, I know earlier in the first segment, I talked about how there are certain credit cards that you can use to invest any cash back rewards that you earn back into your investment account. Well, you can also use your credit card to add some money to your child's 529 college savings plan. That's right. So you can even help your kid pay for college with a credit card. That's amazing. And I'm gonna mention two cards in particular that allow you to do this. The first one is it's called the Upromise MasterCard. That's Upromise. That's the Upromise MasterCard. And it lets you earn 1.529% cash back when you link the credit card to your child's 529 college savings plan. Once again, that's the Upromise MasterCard, and it lets you earn up to 1.529% cash back when you link the card to your child's 529 college savings plan. And then there's another card that I looked at, and this is called the College Counts 529 Rewards Visa Card. And what this card does is it deposits any cash or rewards that you earned on a car and on a card into your child's 529 college savings plan. So there's two cards that you can look into if you're on a market for a new credit card and you really want to get the most out of your credit card. Well, you can really do it with these two cards. Once again, that's the Upromise MasterCard and the College Counts 529 Rewards Visa card. These two credit cards in particular allow you to use your any cash back rewards that you've earned. You can deposit a lot of that cash into your child's 529 college savings plan. If you have that kind of plan set up for your child, you can use this credit card to help boost your child's college savings. And if you really want to get the most out of your credit card, and you're on a market for a new card, you're trying to shop around for the best credit card, it is best to look for a credit card with no annual fees. Because depending on the card that you have, some of those fees can really add up. The other day, I was researching different credit cards just to see which would be a good one to apply for, because I took a look at my credit score and it was looking really nice. And normally I would not really apply for credit cards, but now I see maybe one credit card I think I can handle. I don't think I can handle any more than that, but one really good solid card I feel would be good for me. So the other day I was just looking around for different credit cards, one that would be within the that would fall within, in other words, a card that I probably would be approved for based on the credit score that I have. And there were some that I came across that were really solid, but the thing that I didn't like about some of these cards, I liked everything else about the rewards that these cards offered. I really did. I liked it. But the thing that I didn't really care too much for were the high annual fees. I really didn't like that at all. I came across some cards where the annual fee it ran from $85 all the way up to $500 for some cards. So if you don't like annual fees, but you still want to get the most out of a certain credit card that you want to apply for, you want to avoid the cards that have annual fees. And this is especially the case if you are applying for the credit card, but you are on a but you but you're on a tight but you're on a budget. You don't earn the kind of income where you will be able to afford those annual fees. It is in your best interest to stay away from applying for the credit cards that have these really high annual fees, because not only do you save money, but you're still able to get the most out of your credit card rewards without the annual fees eating it up. You don't want to have to. It's in addition to your monthly payments, now the annual fee too that you got to think about. So if you don't like annual fees, just stay away from the cards that have those. And with that said, I'm going to end tonight's show. That's all I have for tonight's program. And actually, I just wrote a blog post that talks about this even more in detail. You can go to adventuresandfrugalliving.com, and I just uploaded a blog. I just published a blog post on the same topic about maximize all the different ways to maximize your credit card rewards. So what I'm talking about tonight is really a short version of the blog post I wrote on the same topic. So if you want to know more in detail, you can check out my blog post about the same topic. It's gonna go live tomorrow morning, so it should be up right on my website tomorrow morning. Because I schedule my blog post days ahead of time, so that's how I do things, so I can save time. And so tomorrow morning for sure it will show up on a website. So if you want to learn more about this and some of what I talked about tonight interests you, you can read the blog post on my website, adventuresinfrugalliving.com. And the name of the blog post and the title of it is Get the Most Out of Your Credit Card with These 13 Hacks. That's the name of my latest blog post, and it correlates with what I talked about tonight. And so, with that said, everyone, have a blessed night. And I'll talk to you all again when I'm doing another podcast. Everyone, have a blessed week.